really fun to be out here playing football and competing.
Is it much like you expected?
You know what? I came in with no expectations either way. I'm just here to do my job and do what I'm asked to do. Whatever, you know, the coaches want me to do, wherever I line up, I didn't have any expectations. So I just want to come in here and compete and help this team.
How about adjusting to a new team at this point in your career? You've been in one system for so long. What do you look forward to? Is it invigorating? What's it like?
You know, any day I can play football is invigorating for me. And, you know, just get out here with this awesome group of guys is invigorating every day for me. So it's not really about what happened in the past. It's just about, you know, my first week and how I can adapt and help the team and do things the way they do things around here is exciting.
It's obviously you've been getting to know your teammates, your new teammates. But in terms of the next step, how important is a day like today to finally get on the field to learn the communication actually on the field?
Well, anytime you've been off for, you know, months as a football player, regardless of the situation, it's good to get out there and knock the rust off. So, you know, for me, it's equally important. It's very important for me, you know, and I'm just excited to get the opportunity to do this. You know, it was a really fun day out here. You know, it's just a great opportunity every day to hone my craft and try to adapt to what they're doing and help the team any way I can.
Chris, as much as we'd like to only talk to you about football, sometimes part of our job, there's things going on off the field. What have you noticed about the way this organization just handles distractions?
You know, I haven't been here long enough to make any big determinations, so I'm just every day trying to eliminate distractions for myself. You know, any NFL player has distractions to deal with, so, you know, I just worry about doing my job and eliminating those distractions for myself.
Would you say you've noticed the Patriot focus, though, in terms of their way about going about business?
You know, I love the way we go about business. You know, I love getting out here and competing. It was a competitive couple of days. I have a lot to worry about to get to the point where, you know, I can do my job the way I want to do it here. You know, and there's a lot of learning for me, and I'm excited to learn and pick it up, and you just got to be a sponge.
Just over the last couple of years, your availability has been a little limited, and sometimes numbers don't tell the whole story, but just in terms of that, what was it like for you to maybe plug your way through that?
Well, the great thing about that, that's yesterday, so, you know, it's in the past, and, you know, I just I'm out here with a great attitude every day, trying to get better and trying to, every day you try to reprove yourself. So as a player, you should come out every day trying to reprove yourself, and that's all I try to do every day. And you know, new situation, old situation, whatever, it's just one day at a time for me.
Does a fresh start rekindle your spirit or love of the game at all?
I always love the game, you know, and the past is the past. I'm just, you know, excited about the future, but that happens one day at a time. So, you know, we got a lot of building to do, and I have a lot to do to get on the same page here and you know, learn and mess with the guys here, and I'm excited to do that one day at a time.
You're excited to get after Tom Brady?
I'm not going near Tom Brady.
Yeah. Wilfred yourself.
Yeah, he actually was in Charlestown first, so right. I mean, that's home for him, and went to Milford. So, you know, it's cool to be back around there and just kind of see the awesome sports fans that are here. And I always heard about it. It's a great sports city, and I'm really lucky to be here. And I'm excited to meet more and more people and interact with the fans here. And they're very passionate. I always heard that, and it's been no different.
Obviously, there's no guarantee you're making the playoffs when you come here, but the lottery success, the percentage says there's a good chance you have a chance to get to the playoffs for the first time. How much was that a factor in you deciding to come here?
You know, as far as why I came here, it's not important. You know, the fact that I'm here to me is really important, and the fact that I fulfill my duties as a New England Patriot every day is what's important to me. And, you know, I have a lot of learning to do. And my only way that I can approach that is just to work as hard as I can possibly every day and worry about myself. And, you know, it's just exciting to be, you know, a part of an organization like this.
What would it mean at this point, though, to finally get into the playoffs after all those years of watching football?
I'm not sure what it would mean. I'm worried about today. You know, we've got to stack a whole lot of todays together before we can get there. And, you know, everybody's got to earn it. Everybody has a clean slate in this league. And there's 31 other teams that have a lot to earn as well as we do.
A personal question, Chris. Steve Spagnuolo, you worked with for a few years. Yeah. He's another local guy from around.
Yeah.
Influence he had on you at this point?
Not really. You know, I talk to Steve from time to time. We spent some years together, so we're definitely in touch. But, you know, as far as decisions that I make.
No, I meant how he maybe influenced you over your career.
Oh, yeah, Spags, he sure did influence me. You know, he challenged me a lot early in my career, and, you know, he's a good football coach, and, you know, I do keep in touch with him. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to have a lot of good people around me in my career, and you take influence from everybody.
I apologize if you've already been asked this, but just how helpful has Rob Ninkovich been since he's come in? He said that he met with you, went out to dinner with you.
Yeah, Rob... Rob and I really clicked. You know, I think we got a lot of similarities, and he's a great guy to learn from and kind of shadow. And he's been here obviously a long time, and Rob knows how to do things the right way around here. And you know, when you see a guy like that, if you're halfway smart, you follow him around and you try to do what he does. So you know, if Rob goes to lunch, I go to lunch, that type of thing. So Rob's a good buddy already. So.
Chris, wondering what your impressions were of Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower playing behind you.
Well, they're great players, and I've always admired watching them play. And now I get to see it up close, and they're really smart players, and they help us a great deal up front. So it's really exciting to play with all these guys, and to see two premier guys like that is pretty awesome every day.
You've been in this league a long time, and you know that the whole business structure of things is guys who are in situations where they get to that first contract expiring, the second one coming out. There's a few guys on the defense with that. Do you have any advice you lend to guys who have that hovering over them?
I've always just worried about taking things one day at a time. I really have, you know, in my personal experience. I can't speak for those guys, but I know the way I've always approached those things is you try to stack up enough good days in a row, and they cumulatively turn into a good body of work. So that's all I've ever done, and I can't speak for those guys. And, you know, we're just focused on football and winning one day at a time. And those things, I never pay attention to those things. Yeah. Yep.
Chris, can you talk a little about your opportunity here and kind of what made it attractive to join you?
Every day in the NFL is an opportunity. You know, Coach I've had before said every day is an interview, and that's how I like to look at things. Every day you go out, you have a chance to get better and learn and worry about your own, you know, farm your own land and do all that good stuff. And that's the way I approach everything. And it would be a disservice to the other guys if I was worried about anything other than myself every day, that opportunity just to get out here on the practice field and compete and get better.
You mentioned teaching you the right way to do things around here. What does that entail for a guy who spent the first part of his career in one place? What's different here? What's the change? What are you learning?
Well, I'm still learning. So, you know, I can't make that determination. Maybe you check back with me in camp, I'll know. But, you know, I certainly can't, you know, speak on exactly how the right way to do things here because I'm still learning. And that's my job every day, to be the best teammate I can, to do my job and put the emphasis on what I'm doing and not worry about anything else.
Does it feel different, or is it just a
different place? Every place is different. And, you know, I've only been one other place, but, you know, that's in the past. So it really doesn't matter what I compare it to. There's no comparisons that are important. The important thing is, like, one day at a time, stacking them up.
You've been a guy who's been on long-term deals. Is there a different approach when you're on a one-year contract?
Like I said, you know, I really do things one day at a time and attack every day like it's the most important day. And I believe if you do that enough, you ultimately are able to do your job better. And this is no different circumstances when I'm learning something new and I'm learning new teammates and I have new responsibility, and that's exciting for me. And like I said, I come in open-minded and excited to learn and work.